Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Bonjour.
Oh, yes. And how you answer the phone would be, hello. But that's not appropriate to say in the street.
No phones.
Yeah, I probably, if I was again dropped in the middle of Paris, could conjure up some high school and college French, but it's not coming to me right now.
I took Spanish and French, and the Spanish is not working out for me here.
But do you have any French left in your arsenal?
Yeah, bonjour, Marseille.
Okay, it's not and, Marseille. It's remember, no. Merci. Exactly.
Merci.
Yes. And then the one I taught you this morning, or I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Okay.
No,
I'm not going to lie.
Regrets.
No regrets. Ever forward. Okay. Great.
Right. Right.
So we're actually taping this last night because of the time difference. It is pretty late there. It's almost time for Johnny Carson. It's 11:20. Yeah.
And I'd like to congratulate Robert Chuck for finding us.
Do we actually have someone?
We did not advertise that we were going to go ahead and stream this. We just decided, let's turn it on YouTube only on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, like it's dinner time and people are lighting up the grill and Robert Chuck found us. I love people with two first names. Hi, Robert Chuck. So this is Tuesday night. It's 5:20 here. And Greg Klein is here too. I love our listeners. I truly do. Yeah.
I love that we didn't advertise this and they still
No,
show
that
up.
We thought about this as we were setting up the shot. Yeah. We just said it might be fun to stream it. So Josh is in Paris, France, and I am in Leesburg, Virginia. Both great, but Josh is traveling worldwide, and we wanted to do this sort of as we are almost, by the time this drops, a third of the way through your trip. Because you're gone for 2 weeks, right?
I think tomorrow is day 5.
Yeah, yes. So you're about a third of the way through. Hey, Scott Corley, hi, and Clifford Bristow.
As this episode comes out, I wish I could do this live. I am arriving in Venice, and I'm very excited about my Airbnb in Venice.
Why?
Because it opens up straight into the canal.
Well, it depends
on the
way
steps into the canal.
It overlooks the canal.
Put my legs in. No. Like if too much water comes in.
Oh, no.
If the canal overflows, it overflows into my Airbnb.
I never thought about tidal changes in the canal. Do they have it? Do they go up and down like a low tide, high tide?
I don't know. I assume it all pours out somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know. I will
at the Venice Water Treatment Facility.
Pictures.
Yeah, I'd love it.
I'm sure it's nasty.
Oh, it'll be horrible.
Water. I did. Yeah, I mean, I'm already seeing the nastiness of the Seine River.
Yeah. You're not anywhere when you're in Italy. You're not anywhere near Mount Etna, are you?
I don't think so.
That's the volcano that blasted today. I actually...
Oh, wait, there's a volcano today?
Yeah. And I actually had it on... yesterday. Had it on the beautiful video, and it was a lot of people running away from the volcano, and I said it was exclusive ad footage from the stroke of vacation.
No, I have not heard that yet. One thing that I noticed on this trip,
yes,
is that I have not paid attention to the news. Normally,
good for you. Good for you. You're not missing anything.
Normally, I have the news on all day while I'm working.
Right,
and it's just on, and here, for one, it's in a different language. If I just turn the TV on,
sure, that's no fun.
Help me.
Right,
and I just haven't.
Well, good for you. I think the only thing you've really missed is that Loretta Swit from MASH died.
I did see that.
Well, that's international news.
I was trying to remember if we mentioned her on the bonus show.
No, but we did.
We did talk about MASH.
Harry Morgan.
I believe you said that Harry Morgan was the last surviving member of MASH.
No,
so I guess now it's true.
I guess, yes, I killed her, and I'm sorry. But let me change the tone. Greg Klein sent us $10, so thank you, Greg.
Hey.
I love it.
We'll do more at night if more Super Chats start coming in.
Hey, thank you for doing your morning show at night. So when we spoke to you on Tuesday's show, you were walking the streets, and you were on, let me see, I can get this right, I think you were on the Rive Gauche, which is the left bank of the Seine, and that's where the cathedral is, I believe. So you had a good time at the cathedral or not?
Yeah. When we talked earlier today, it was right after I came out of the Notre Dame and walked around there. And I was able to show off a bakery. But
I got some notifications, and I concur. A boulangerie is a grocery store. A patisserie is a bakery. So even though that grocery store had bread.
Well, I still didn't see the word that said bakery.
Well, it's patisserie.
Since we spoke, I have also wandered the streets and visited two grocery stores today just because I wanted to see grocery stores.
I understand. Did they have like any wacky brands or wacky food that they were featuring?
You know, Aldi. We have in America, do we have Lidl?
Yeah, Lidl.
Lidl?
Yeah.
We don't have Lidl's in Florida.
Okay.
So there was a Lidl on the corner, and I went and I said, I feel like I'm in Aldi. And I know, isn't Lidl the one that's like brothers with Trader Joe?
Yeah, they were. I think they were like brothers that got in a fight about cigarettes, right?
Yeah. So now they have two different groceries. So
did you buy anything at the grocery store?
I did. I bought some candies, and I bought a energy drink at the second grocery store because you know I have a Red Bull addiction.
Yeah. Well, was this a Red Bull or was this like La Energy?
No, this was like Angry Camel or something. No, Strong Monkey maybe. Angry Monkey. It was something
I would
like
buy
this.
Anything with a monkey on it. That sounds great. And thank you for wearing your beret again. We appreciate it.
Of course. It's in the fridge. Can you grab me that energy drink?
So you've got the you're at the Airbnb in Paris now.
What
can you tell us the approximate location? Like, are you near any monuments or a subway station or anything?
Well, according to the Airbnb listing, we are a 5 to 10 minute walk to the Eiffel Tower.
Okay, so that puts you, I believe, on the other coast, yeah.
But according to real life, it is a 35-minute walk to the Eiffel Tower.
Well, you weren't walking fast enough.
And no, it switched to Uber. I am about a 20-minute drive away from the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
And Paris is ridiculous because everything you want to see is so spread out.
I've been there twice, and you're right. Have you tried the subway at all?
I have not.
It's a good subway. It is. So
yeah. The other thing is there's four of us. So once you add up subway tickets or bus tickets, it's the price of an Uber.
Wow. Okay. Now, before we get to the details, and I know we have a lot to talk about.
Well, first I can show you this.
Crazy Tiger. It has nothing to do with
tiger.
A monkey. Come on.
I knew
you cut my hopes all up.
It's 11:30 at night.
I know.
Been a long day.
It's after your bedtime.
I've been in the sun most of the day.
But still, when you give me tiger after you said monkey, I'll try to hide my disappointment. So
crazy tiger. It still got my attention. Still was a purchase at the grocery store.
Now, did you like check it for the back? Like it's not got like rocket fuel or benzodrine or anything in it? Or
I did the Google Translate thing on it, and there was nothing that stood out to me.
Good, 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 good. All right, so if you're traveling mostly by Uber, you mentioned at the front of the show that Uber is not so great there.
No, well, no, it's Uber here is fine. It's fine. But my complaint that I was telling you is I did Uber here. I did Uber in London. Last week I did Uber in Boston. I did Uber in D.C. And when Uber first came out, Uber was nice.
Yeah.
Black cars came up and picked you up. They were clean. They offered you a charger, a bottle of water.
John Mulaney did this whole thing. I don't know if you, I think you were gone when I played it. He was talking about, he said that Uber used to be like flying TWA in the 60s. You know, it was classy. It was nice.
Yeah. And that's the whole reason. Now I get, I still use Uber because it's convenient. I open up the app, I'm done. I don't need to say, do you take cash? Do you take card?
Right.
Any of that stuff, it's just done. So I still use Uber. But now it's like a Honda Civic pulls up and it's barely, it's all right, you ran a vacuum through here at some point.
Yeah.
So it's passable. And then.
And if you've got four people, it's going to be tight anyway.
Right. And in London, the driver spoke English, no problem.
Right.
In Paris, it's the only time I'm running into having issues with people not knowing English.
Well, but can you do an Uber pretty much on your phone without having to talk, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
One thing that must be great over there now is that I was never over there when there was PayPal or Apple Pay, which sounds like Pig Latin. Oh, and so now you can just pay with everything on your phone. It's got to be great. You don't have to change money. Yeah.
Everything I'm doing is Apple Pay, except for the taxi ride from the airport to town, who did not tell me that they did not take card. And I had, thankfully, I had some euros.
Oh, okay, good. So you brought some euros just in case.
Yes, some emergency euros, which, yeah.
But, so, you know, we right now,
Apple Pay and tap.
That's got to make it great. We've got 20 people watching right now, and I want to say thank you to all of them, because this was just a sideways thing we did. So
I'm guessing many of these people can't tune in at 8:15 in the morning either. So thank you for still subscribing and getting excited for the page.
Well, I think there's a lot of
share and all that.
There's a lot of excitement about your hat. I'm sure it's all over the socials right now.
Yeah, it's $2 or €2 for this.
€2. You didn't Apple Pay that, or did you Apple Pay the hat?
I believe it was everything is Apple Pay.
Yeah. Okay. Did anyone else in the family get a hat?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Owen and my mother-in-law also have hats.
Great. But not your wife, Kelly, hatless?
No.
Or is she just holding out for a better, she's holding out for a better hat?
Oh, yeah. She's waiting for one of those Italian hats.
Oh, I love it. And we all know what that is. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea either.
An Italian hat.
I'm assuming the guy on the gondola ride tomorrow will be wearing a silly hat.
Yeah. You know what's great is that I've done the gondola ride at the Venetian in Las Vegas. And it's nice because the water is chlorinated.
But that's also like tonight, right before we recorded this, I went up the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
And that's like you now telling me, well, I've done the Eiffel Tower at King's Dominion.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Well, no, it's three times bigger. You have to admit, for the Eiffel Tower, and I know this is your last night in Gay Perry, that it is a really miraculous sculpture. And it's fun to see it wherever you're in town. You can see it. It's very impressive, I thought.
Yep.
Did you like the crooked diagonal elevator that gets you up to the first level?
Yeah. So I went up to the second level.
Okay.
Not all the way to the top. The I guess tickets are really hard to get now. If you want to go all the way to the top, you got to
really. Wow, I did not know that.
Because of I think it's scalpers.
Okay.
Well, I could think you it's call scalpers and it's these ticket groups because you could get overpriced tickets if you want a tour guide to take you up there.
Oh, and so that's how they do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they get around the scalping rules is, oh, we're not scalping, we're buying for our tour.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry. But so, Eiffel Tower was always a highlight for me, so I like that.
But yeah, even just going up to that second platform was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and from there you can see the entire city, and it's really a remarkably well-designed thing. I was always just really impressed with it.
What stood out to me from the Eiffel Tower, once you get up there, is how solid it feels.
Yes, like, there is no wiggle at all.
It's open, and there's no – I get in a skyscraper, and every now and then you can feel it
right,
move a little mm-hmm. bit with the wind. Mm-hmm. And there's none of that.
Well, that's thanks to Gustav Eiffel. What a good guy. He also designed the interior of the Statue of Liberty. And I'm now out of facts. Yes, he did.
I found one of the many Statue of Liberties today.
Oh, it's very popular over there. Yeah, because it was a gift to us.
Right. No, and then we gifted them one back.
Ah, is that how it works?
But the one we gifted back is 9 feet tall.
Yeah, isn't it? Wasn't it a plot point in National Treasure, one of the National Treasure movies?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think it was. I love those stupid movies. Okay, so you're going around. What other great, I mean, you've mentioned the two greatest things in the city, I think, the Notre Dame Cathedral and the Eiffel Tower. Have you seen anything else? Have you seen the Arc de Triomphe? The big arch?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's cool.
Went there. That was cool. I did the Toot bus today, which is the little tour guide bus that takes you around.
The Toot bus?
They call it a Toot bus. T-O-O-T bus.
You see, I would think they would call it T-O-U-T because that means, I believe, everything. It means everything in French. Yeah, but this is like toot. Like it could be like a whistle or it could be a fart.
Yes, so, this is the fart bus.
Okay, good.
So, yes.
So they have all these stickers
that say, toot on app. Toot on this, toot on that. And
did you toot on anything?
I did not toot on anything. I'm sure that's part of their money-making scheme. People will buy these funny shirts that say toot on Paris.
Well, you're too bright for all that. You're not going to have any of that.
But so that allowed me to see a few more sites. And I did a Seine River cruise last night.
Whatever. I know.
Before the E.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, they don't subscribe to that, I don't think.
Just because they pronounce it wrong doesn't mean it's right.
Well, the Seine River, the City of Bridges, it has been called. You go under many bridges. Yep. And again, was that an evening thing or a daytime thing?
That was an evening thing.
Beautiful. What a good move that was. Yeah.
It was great.
All right.
It was great and got to see everything else. I did get a crepe, as Paulie's asking in there. I got a lemon sugar crepe.
Oh, excellent. We one of the previous locations of Podville Media was at the top of a very old building, and it used to be a Starbucks on the first floor, and they turned it into a creperie. And it's very niche. They're delicious, but I never saw them being very busy. But I guess it's a touristy thing over there.
Yeah, we had a crepe shop in Annapolis as well. Same thing.
Did the family each get a crepe of their own?
No.
Okay.
Kelly and I had shared a lemon crepe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very romantic.
Go
ahead.
I was just gonna say, if we're just sticking to what I've seen in Paris,
right?
I checked in with you guys on Monday when I had just arrived to the Louvre,
right?
And then I did go and see. For one, what's my favorite thing about Paris?
Right,
is that they are older than the United States.
Oh,
like the fact that everything here is so old, we have nothing like that.
Yeah,
and
I mean, if you tell someone in Europe that, there's a building in my town from 1700, they don't care. They were already moving on in 1700. They were on to other projects.
And I'm in the museum, and that's the same thing. I'm looking at this pottery that's like 500 years before Christ and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, I I'm staring at it like, I can't make that. How did these people do this?
Yeah, I know. It's remarkable. And it is a great. So I'm glad you went around the rest of the Louvre and didn't just do the Mona Lisa experience. Because as I recall, I was telling Mike, Carrie could verify this. I think we went in and saw everything but the Mona Lisa because it was just such a crowd there.
Well, and I here's what's irritating.
Okay.
Tourists are so irritating because here's what everyone wants to do. And the reason everyone is jam-packing this Mona Lisa is not to go up and stare at the wonderful brush strokes that Da Vinci did or to look at the shade in on her face. It's to go up there, turn your back to the Mona Lisa, and get a selfie with
Get your selfie, yeah, exactly.
And rude Americans up there pushing their way, arguing, Germans making some noise. And just everyone just wants to be up there to take a picture. And then they all freak out because they're all pushed up to the front and they just want out.
Oh, so they want to get up and get out without incident. And both are
because
a struggle. Yeah.
It's all about them. Plus, Mona Lisa, not that impressive. There's
small.
This gigantic picture on the wall opposite Mona Lisa that I could stare at all day.
Right.
It's way more impressive.
Yeah, Mike gave me crap when I said a lot of people underestimate this or overestimate the size of the Mona Lisa.
Oh.
It's small, right?
Oh, it's very small.
Yeah. He said everyone knows that. And I said, I don't know, because I think you get the impression it's bigger. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think it was giant,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's even smaller. It's a small poster. It's a lot smaller.
As a tech guy, would you say what, like 3,000 by 3,000?
No, I'd say it's like 18 inches by 24 inches.
Yeah, it's not big,
but it's really small.
It's very famous though.
and to the point that I had to Google afterwards, why is the Mona Lisa so famous? And they had some art reasons for why it's like he made. Da Vinci invented new paint techniques and stuff on
right.
it. But then it said, but its real popularity increased when it was stolen and then featured in movies.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're all rubes.
Yeah, 100% we're rubes.
For a movie because, sure, there's the mystery of who the girl is. Nobody taking a selfie with it cares who that girl is.
Cares about
the paint strokes. It's all, it's the Mona Lisa. We saw it in a movie.
And a lot of people ask why she's smiling. And the reason is she is a regular Mike O'Mara Show listener. That is why she smiles. We'll break down your trip further after these words. It's Josh and Rob, The Evening Show. And thank you for joining us. I love every one of the 21 people that found us quite by accident.
Love it.
Greetings to all of you.
Do you know ball? Yeah, boy. Well, there's only one series left in the playoffs, and the championship is officially on the line. That means time is running out for you to put yourself to the test on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. On Prize Picks, you can even mix and match player projections from different sports. Combine your favorite basketball players with players from baseball, hockey, esports, and much more. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. And Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. We all love Prize Picks, especially Rob's wife, Mrs. Spiewak, who has won thousands. Literally, don't miss out. Download the app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack and hydration sponsor. This is cool. They've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. Guess what? They are out of this world. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products and combines IQ Bar's nutritional excellence with Keller's culinary expertise. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. The salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar, plus brain-boosting nutrients like lion's mane adaptogen. They taste great, but I love them because they make me feel good. And right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. Text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Now, summer is just around the corner. I know you could say summer starts with Memorial Day, but actually it starts by, what do they say? Meteorological summer starts on June 20th, so it's coming up. But either way, the folks at Mint Mobile have a hot take. We all want skimpy wireless bills and big, fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, you, Josh, can have both without breaking a sweat or breaking the bank. Say bye-bye.
I've been so impressed with Mint Mobile. It's service bar is pretty much matched T-Mobile for me right now.
That is so, it's
not,
great.
Not sure I can announce a competitor, but there we go.
And so it was said. We can do that on the evening show. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, the huge monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text, delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your own phone number along with your existing contacts. Fantastic. You get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. That's like a gift. And this year, you can skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Just get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/TMOS. That's mintmobile.com/TMOS. An upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan is required, which is equivalent to $15 a month. New customer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options are available. Taxes and fees are extra. See Mint Mobile for details. And don't you have like a dozen or 15 lines going into your phone thanks to Mint Mobile?
I have 2 lines going into my phone at once.
That's
now.
So cool to me. And you're still getting it through Mint Mobile. So check them out. They're a very nice partner for the show. Trip has joined the discussion. Hi, Trip. It's good to see you. Okay. So you left your home in Florida and you flew out of what airport when you left?
Oh, flew out of the great MCO.
Which is?
I don't know what it stands for.
Miami?
Orlando.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's something in Orlando.
It's Mouse,
so I flew out of Orlando.
Cruise Orlando.
Rob, we spoke before there, and you before I went on the flight, and you said, well, get some pictures of some losers wearing Mickey ears, sad because they're going home.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, like clockwork, I show up there. It is pouring rain when we pull up to the parking lot.
Of course.
We park, because of 2 weeks, we park off-site parking, take the bus in. First thing I see when I get off the bus is a family showing up to the airport, not in Mickey ears, but all of them in Goofy hats.
Oh, I know.
Clearly,
the ones you
it's
mean.
It's the end of their vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the big ears. The
and the teeth,
caps.
It's red hat.
Whole family on this. Kids obviously upset that it's over.
You know what?
And
that's
what you described.
I hate to pick on kids, but that's fantastic. Good for them. I never got
great.
To go to Disney as a kid. So enjoy.
I tried to get a photo, but with the rain, it just wasn't cooperating with me.
I understand. You painted a pretty good picture, what with the goofy hats and all.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Orlando, it's an international airport. Is that what took you to London?
That is what took me to London, yes.
Okay, so you flew on, as we described before, Norse Airlines.
Norse, N-O-R-S-E. I saw some people in the fan club found it. Norse Airlines.
It really does require Googling. I mean, it's an obscure airline.
So obscure, they don't have an app.
You're kidding.
So I said, well, how do I get my ticket? And they're like, you have to check in when you arrive to the
airport. It's 1980 then. You don't want to do that.
And then I go to the self-check-in, and they don't even do that at the airport. I had to go up and deal with people. And here's the whole reason. The whole reason is because they are a ripoff machine. The whole reason is they want to personally see that your backpack fits in a little silver tube that is technically smaller than what's under the seat, but they want to make it even tighter.
Right.
And slightly smaller than their restrictions to make you screwed. And then to weigh every carry-on bag, because if you go more than 22 pounds, they're going to charge you for it.
Now, is 22 pounds, like in metric, an even number? Because 22 seems kind of arbitrary.
I don't know where they came up with 22. Okay. I guess maybe they were competing with someone that did 20 pound.
That's the number I always play on roulette. So that's what I have to assume they chose it for.
So we get there, and it's stressful. It's craziness. It's all these people. It's stuff I haven't dealt with in 15 years of flying, where I have to go to the counter. I don't even check bags. And with anyone else, I don't even check bags at the counter. You put the sticker on yourself, you drop it off, and you go.
That's ridiculous. Wow, that is so backward. Maybe in like some small European city you'd have to do that. But this is Orlando.
It's Orlando, and it's an international flight. From my experience, international flights were always better than American flights.
As a rule, yes, you're exactly right.
So, so then they go there, and they say, oh, none of your backpacks will fit in there.
So except they will, but they won't let you use it, right?
Well, no one else's would fit in the little – we'll get to later. Everyone's backpacks fit under their seats perfectly fine. But they wouldn't let them be the under-the-seat carrier because they didn't fit in their restrictions. My backpack has all these different straps and everything.
Right.
So I cinched it down really tight. I rearranged things.
You're going to beat the system, Josh. You're going to beat the system.
The lady irritated me so much. I was shoving it down with my foot to get it into the metal box. And then I told her, because at first I said, look, it fits. And she said, no, it's sticking out like 2 inches. So then I just shoved my foot down on it, got it down all the way. And I said, look, it fits. And she said, fine.
Wow, you did. You challenged her.
So I then had to pay $85 for three other bags because of their stupid rules. $85 per bag, that is.
Oh, my God.
Unexpected. And my bag weighed 24 pounds instead of 22.
Right.
So I thought I could, you know what? That is my stupid battery charger. So my backup battery. Thing that's going to blow up and take the whole plane down anyway.
No, so I knew, take it easy. That's not your plan.
No, not my plan. Just the batteries. I always unplug the little thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that thing's what did it, and I was just going to take it out and put it in my backpack.
Sure.
But she wouldn't let me because it's already been weighed.
That's not the Norse way.
And no, it makes no sense. So,
So now you're roughly, just over $300 lighter than you had expected.
Oh, and I haven't left the state of Florida.
And you haven't left Florida yet.
I expect to have to spend all this extra unexpected money. I did not expect to spend it in Orlando.
I think what you should do is find a Federal Express office whenever you leave, wherever you're leaving from, and mail your stuff back.
I thought about it, but then it's got to go through like customs and
the bobblehead dolls that we mailed to you when you were in D.C.
Well, that's D.C. I don't want to pay tariffs on my own stuff.
Yeah, well, you know who to thank for that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Yes. I'm kidding. So let us start from the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. So you get on the plane and you're flying from Orlando to London.
Yeah. And plane gets delayed because I've never been on a flight that's not delayed.
Yeah, you're lucky. You bring the luck. Mm-hmm.
So it gets delayed 30 minutes.
Now, in that 30 minutes between departure schedule and actual departure, did your brother Matt show up because it was right about to take off?
Right. He might as well have.
So how is the plane?
It's his type of airline. It's cheap.
Yeah. Was it a wide jet? Did it have three hunks of seats or was it a center aisle? What kind of plane are we looking at?
Three, four, three.
Okay, and so you had the two aisles. That's always nice. All four of your travelers, were you all in a row?
Those three were together. My seat was upgraded, paid an extra $100 so that I could get some leg room.
Well, that's important for you because you're very tall.
It's a 9-hour flight. I'm very tall. I need that. So I get on and I find out that you enter in the middle of the plane
right
on this plane. So to the left for all the rich people that spent like $2,000 a flight, whatever it was.
Yeah.
To the right with normal people.
Do you think Norris really has a $2,000 first class section?
I looked because I was ready to upgrade to first class.
Oh my gosh. Way home.
Yeah. And it was like $2,500 to upgrade.
You know, and then I saw the always pictures, ask, though. They're always ask.
They're basically beds.
Yeah. Oh. When you check it, you know, one time I was flying to Miami and I asked about an upgrade when I got there because I had plenty of time. I'm sorry to say this to you, Matt, but I got there an hour and a half early. And so I said, do you have anything available in first class? And they said, we can upgrade you through to Miami. It was two flights for $35. And I was about to pay $50 to check a huge bag because I had stuff I needed to bring to my dad. And I said, so for $35, this bag flies free? And they said, both ways. I said, sign me up. And I was drinking then, so I had a lot of vodka. They made no money on me. So do ask at the last minute about first class.
I don't think that works anymore.
This was not long ago. This was not long ago. Always try, though.
Now they cancel flights if it's not full, and they make sure every flight is full. This flight didn't have an empty seat in it.
You know what? They're going to say no to you because you've already said no to you. You've got to you have to have faith.
Now, the best thing I had going for me on this flight, the best thing I had going for on this flight is that 3 weeks ago, I flew to DC.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I flew to Boston. Like, air travel, whatever. I've got it down. So I had planned. I took some sleep gummies, some Soul sleep gummies before the flight. And there was a big balance between which ones do I take? Do I take the daytimes or the night times? And I decided it's a 9-hour flight. I'm going to take the night times.
Yeah, and you're flying essentially overnight.
I'm flying at night. I don't remember. Was it an 8 o'clock flight, I think? Something like that.
That makes sense.
So I said, I'm just going to sleep. I fell asleep before takeoff.
God bless you. I just wish I could sleep on a plane. I cannot do it.
I woke up many times to kids kicking my seat or whatever, or the rude guy sitting in the middle seat next to me. But I fell asleep. And then we get off the plane. I talked to Kelly and Owen and all, and they're like, no, we got no sleep. We were scared because there was so much turbulence in takeoff. It was
just
shaking.
You had no idea.
And I'm like, there was bad turbulence. I had no clue. I was
That's
out
so
cold.
Great.
For me, it was great.
This quick question from the chat room. Now that you're in France, how are the fries?
Oh, the freedom fries.
Yeah,
right?
Or pommes frites, as they would say. Yeah.
They were fine.
Were they McDonald's good? Were they better than that? What's the deal?
They were your run-of-the-mill mom-and-pop shop.
Okay, so nothing sensational.
No, and this was from I got them from a street vendor type setup, so they're supposed to be good. Like,
yeah,
those
you
are
would
where
think.
I want
yeah,
the fried food.
Yeah, did you so have you eaten special. Any beef that you thought might be horse?
No, I'm not. Maybe in London.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
London.
Well, let's say that's a good segue because you've landed now in Great Britain.
Yeah, let's talk about London when we come back.
So we will take a break and talk about London. It's a beautiful place, I'm sure. This is Josh in Paris. This is still pretty wild that I'm talking to you in Paris. Rob in my basement, like always. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to hear about London on the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a great day. Anything to get to the end of that music bed. Oh, I have French music for this spot. Hold on. I have it right where? Here. Ah, Cremo.
Oh, I'm back on the River Cruise.
Did they play this music like this?
They did. This is what we heard the entire time. This was it. This is me floating past.
All the things. Under the bridges.
All the different things.
Yeah.
Under the bridges. Graffiti did you, all over the place.
Did you pretend you were an Olympian?
Because
they all entered on that river. Anyway, let me talk about Cremo. I'm wondering if the people of Europe need some Cremo because it makes you smell so good. I love body care stuff, but I hate when it's boring, and I don't want to run around like a 12-year-old reeking of Axe body spray. Yuck! That's why I love Cremo. You deserve freedom from sweat and stink, and Cremo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour protection. Cremo products are barber-grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. Elevate your deodorant experience with Cremo's two latest signature scents, Italian Bergamot, which is bright and fresh and robust, I wear that, and Palo Santo is deep, smoky, and refined. Mmm, sounds delicious. Deodorant is not just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone of how you present yourself, and Cremo helps men make an unforgettable impression every time. I wish that all the people that are in the chat room right now, all 23 people, could come over and nuzzle me and smell how good I smell. That would be terrific. Talking to you, Paulie. Head to Target or Target.com to find Cremo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants in the Italian Bergamot and Palo Santo scents. Once again, that's Target or Target.com. Don't make the mistake and buy a properspirant. That'll make you sweat like crazy. You don't want that. So you are now, let's go back a few days. You have landed, I can't think of the name of the airport in London. Do you know what it is offhand?
It was not Heathrow.
Okay, so
we
you
did
flew
not land into, in Heathrow. It's like Glastrow or something.
Do you think that Norse?
Gaspin.
Do you think that Norse Airlines used to deal with Heathrow and then they said, we don't want you anymore?
I think they do not have permission to fly into Heathrow because Heathrow
I'm not sure they have permission to fly into Europe. Period.
I don't know what the deal is with this airport is at all. The plane lands. I mean, I wasn't even talking about this part. Plane lands, and we have to get off, and then you go off on like the normal, normal terminal tunnel thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure there's a proper name for it. But the tunnel didn't go to the terminal. It went to a set of stairs that went down to the ground.
Then
you go down the stairs. No elevator, so I don't know what you do for the wheelchair people.
Well,
you go down the stairs, and then you get onto a bus.
That sounds like hell.
The bus, they kept cramming people into the bus.
Of course.
It was so tight, and then it swerves all through, and then it gets you to another place where you have to go up the same set of stairs. To then go through. So, yeah, I don't.
And you knew at this point your adventure had begun. You said, this is not America.
Yeah, I said, Americans would do this better.
Yeah, of course.
Norse probably built this airport.
The Norse airport. I love the notion that Heathrow shut out Norse Airlines. I don't know if it's true, but I think it's pretty great.
But, so it was fine.
Sounds like it.
Whenever we were there, it was time to move on. It was
okay.
We so landed you get safely. Out. That's the most important thing.
You got your luggage okay back. It wasn't a huge cluster to get your luggage or anything.
That was amazing. The luggage, checked luggage. I grabbed it. It was instantly there. By the time I dealt with the stairs and the buses, it was there. And customs and all that stuff. It's so simple now with digital. It just scan, like you don't even see people. It's all self-serve now. So that's easy.
That's great. Okay. So
I'm sure it's easier to scam, but.
You landed in whatever airport it is.
Yes.
And My Fair Lady Airport. And then you got on a bus. Now, did the bus take you to your hotel or where did you go from the airport to where?
I went and got a taxi from the airport.
Okay.
And went to our hotel.
Okay.
To drop the bags off because most people didn't sleep all night, so they wanted to rest a little bit. So we did rest a little bit, and we had some time in the window to relax. So
at any point, did you say, you guys sleep? I've had plenty of sleep, just to rub it in a little more?
That comes later in the evening.
Okay, good. So now I'm guessing if you flew overnight, when you arrived there, it's probably like 9 in the morning, early-ish, right?
No, we landed like, I think we landed at 10.
Okay. All right.
AM. So yeah. So got to the Airbnb. I think we ventured out again around 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And we went to London Tower.
How was the Tower of London? How was the Airbnb?
We did a hotel.
Oh, you did a hotel.
We did a hotel
there.
Okay. right around the corner from Westminster Abbey.
Oh, nice.
Very very tiny. The room was about the size of the bed.
Yeah.
But not bad. It was fine.
I found that over there, just rooms are smaller. Things are smaller in Europe because they're not big Americans. They're not big and fat like us. So, okay, so you do that and you venture out into London. It's probably what now, like 3:30,
mid-afternoon? Yeah, I think it's like 2, 3 o'clock, and we go out to the, we got tickets or whatever for the Tower of London.
You see the Crown Jewels?
We saw the Crown Jewels, was reminded that middle school boys in London also need Cremo because there were some school trips there.
Yes, understood.
And, so that was a little bit of an issue as you're going in these small rooms in the in the afternoon heat.
Yeah, and it's but, you know, it's Europe. They don't wash as much. I'm not going to paint with a broad brush, but it's true.
No, and I run into lots of people that way. And I'd like to just think maybe it's not the Europeans. Maybe it's all the tourists. Let's just blame the tourists because I've been going to tourist places. Now, so it's probably those Canadians.
I'm guaranteed. And they're planning their attack. So you're there. You're at the Tower of London. You're looking around. You're seeing the stuff. Are you making any small talk with the locals or anyone else that's like on the trip to see the Tower of London? Because this is an English speaking environment. You probably could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Much easier. I can talk to people and everything. So, yeah.
Okay. What was the, did you glean any information or meet any colorful sorts? What was the value of talking to people?
It was not much value. It was mostly people didn't want to talk. It was mostly telling. I was shocked. Now, two towns in, this beret still doesn't make me look French. Everyone knows I'm an American. We talked about my issues at the candy store this morning.
Yes.
Where I broke the whole store. I talked to the waiters with bad English at the restaurants we go to.
Pull the beret a little to the side. Now you look French.
Yeah, now I'm ready to paint.
You see? Perfect. This is why you need your old buddy Rob. Yeah. I just turned you French.
But still doesn't work.
Okay.
But I talked to everyone. What shocked me is that I've been told that if I go to the UK, if I go to London, if I go to Paris, that everyone will hate on me because I'm an American.
Okay.
And everybody will hate on me because of Donald Trump.
Now, I was going to ask this because, I mean, this is a, I guess we had a 4-year respite, but we're back to having Donald Trump in power. And I can't imagine he's admired overseas. So what were you able to figure out from you being, and I don't mean this in a bad way, the ugly American?
Nobody cares.
Really?
Nobody cares. I know that TV and news and everyone tells us that, hey, they all care.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody said anything
that
to me.
That surprises
locals don't
me.
Care. I know.
So you'd be
me
more
too.
Likely to get hit up by a MAGA person in like, you know, in Baltimore than you would in France. Because I
Nobody cares.
Now, are you wearing anything besides the hat, of course, that identifies you as an immediate American? Throwing American vibes. You're speaking English.
I've got all the American vibes. I'm speaking English. I've got my accent. It's not like I'm going on trying to hide a London accent.
I'm too kind of a person to ask you to try.
I can't do it. I was probably wearing Baltimore Orioles shirts a lot.
Right.
That's a giveaway. Because they don't have baseball over here.
Yeah, losers.
They just got soccer. And Paris is now covered with graffiti because they won some soccer championship and had a party on Sunday.
Yeah, and they call it football. They're not fooling me.
Yeah.
They're not fooling me.
It doesn't work.
What after the Tower of London?
No.
I'm curious.
Was it shopping?
I remember going through your itinerary. Might have been shopping.
Yes, there was shopping. Shopping was very expensive.
Yeah.
So that canceled out some shopping. it turned shopping into window shopping.
Okay. Did you see something window shopping that was way overpriced that had it been cheaper or had you been a man of means, you would have said, I need that?
No.
I bet your son did. I bet your boy did. I bet your wife did.
Okay.
But you're not a big shopper, I guess.
I'm not a big shopper. I look at something and I say, oh, I can just order it on Amazon.
Yeah, like, I'm similar.
You don't
want to have to carry it around.
Right. And what am I going to have to then jam in my backpack and pay $85 to carry
that. That's right.
Back.
You got
to
add it to everything. So you ended up at the toy store?
So we went to a toy store, Hamley's Toy Store. It's like 200 years old or something.
Okay.
It's five stories. It's an impressive toy store. They've got people running around playing with all the toys. They let the kids play with the remote control cars and stuff.
Cool.
That's cool. My son did pick up a drone, and it was this little plastic drone about this big.
Right.
And he wanted to buy it, and it was 90 pounds.
That's more than $90 then, right?
I believe that works up to like $112.
Yeah, and you can get the same thing on Amazon for probably $12.
Or Temu for 50 cents.
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
And I also didn't know how that would work packaged and through customs and all that. So
you wouldn't let him play with it on the plane. That's against Norse rules.
Right, exactly. So
was it big enough he could attach a phone to it if he wanted to do like some video? It's nonsense. I almost said about
it. It is.
Okay.
It was ridiculous. So we did that, and then I went to lunch at Borough Market.
Borough Market. What is that?
Borough Market. It is a bunch of like street vendors
and
a bunch of booths set up and like buy your fruits here, your meat here.
Oh, neat.
Fish and chips here.
Yeah.
Very cool. I told you a lot of this trip was planned through TikTok videos.
Yes.
So all the TikTokers are going to these things.
Oh, you're kidding. So you're surrounded by influencers. Yeah.
And I feel bad because all the locals are clear. They're there buying their vegetables for their meals that week.
They need to do this.
And then so many people walking around with their selfie sticks and talking to themselves. And I'm like, yeah, I should do some of this. But all these other people embarrass me.
I think what you should have done is gotten into someone else's TikTok.
I've been in. Search TikTok. You'll find me. I'm in the background of so many TikToks this week. I don't know who these people are.
You got to go around and find it and tag yourself. That's great.
I was on the toot bus, and the guy talked to his camera for 30 minutes with me sitting in the background.
Hey, toot that. That's great. Did you eat authentic fish and chips at the Borough Market?
Got some chips and fish.
Were they served in newspaper a la tradition, or were they?
No, in a cardboard little fry container.
Mm-hmm.
With newspaper looking print on the outside.
See, they tried to fool you. That's not the classic way to serve it.
They're cheaping out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, old newspapers are pretty cheap, I think. But probably.
I don't know.
I don't know how it works in Europe. So you got your fish and your chips.
They might not print them.
Yeah.
Yep, now, so we did that.
With all the TikTokers running around Borough Market, were any TikTokable foods bought? Like anything nutty? Because I know your boy has been looking forward to stuff like that.
Not by me. That was part of the grocery strip run today, was to grab some silly candies.
Okay, cool.
So, like gummy Smurfs, which here are called like Smunchkins or something.
That's great. I love it. You know, it's funny that as many miles away you are, we're still similar, because I went to the grocery store today and I bought for Robert gummy shacks. They're
I've purchased them for Owen. I'm very familiar with Shackalicious.
Shackalicious
like
gummies, and they're shaped like his face. And they were on sale, so that's great. So you go back to the hotel, and I imagine everyone is like 100% worn out.
Yeah. Oh, so I think we got back to the hotel that first night, I think around 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have dinner. We were going to go back to the hotel and figure out, like, rest for a moment and have dinner.
Right.
Everybody fell asleep.
Yeah.
Except for
happens.
Me.
Yeah.
Because I got some rest.
Yeah. Well, you're just coming out of the marijuana haze of your soul gummy.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. So I grabbed a daytime one.
Sure.
And then I said, you know what? In 30 minutes, there's a baseball game on TV.
Oh, how great.
Yeah. So I said, for 30 minutes. And I said, and I'm getting hungry. So I went out and I wandered the streets of London to find some food.
Okay, what did you come up with?
Well, I went to some convenience stores, and I bought some weird chips and some candies. I grabbed Red Bull. They have Red Bull, but it's in glass bottles, so I grabbed a few of those.
That's pretty cool.
Because I've never seen that before.
I bet it tastes better.
It did.
Yeah.
It did taste better.
That's
and
great.
It makes me wonder if it's the glass bottle or if it's the lack of chemicals like we have in
Could
America.
Be. I imagine if it's called, well, it's was it Red Bull brand?
Yeah, it was Red Bull.
Then
yes,
it's got to
it
be probably the same. I just bet it. I bet it's the glass that tastes
Well, no,
better.
like the Skittles here are different. I bought them because, well, here's the deal. I read a story last week about how because of RFK or whatever, Skittles has changed and removed this, and this from their new formula later this year.
Right.
And then they said, well, this is how it's been in Europe since 2021. So I found myself a pack of Skittles.
See, you're better. A Skittles guy. I'm not much of a Skittles guy. We talked about them on the show today. I mean,
I heard you bash them. You bashed them on Monday.
Yeah, you know what's really bad? If people put out like a plate of or just like a bowl of Skittles at a party or something.
Do not mix them with M&M's.
If you think you're getting an M&M, you're going to have a rotten experience because it doesn't
it's
taste
horrible.
Like chocolate. Right.
And the other way around because yeah. I love Skittles.
Okay.
Skittles is my number one car snack.
Okay, so as far as Skittles go, how did they taste to you? Different? Or do they taste like
yes.
Brie? Or what are they?
Fruitier.
Ah, yeah,
where,
okay.
There's the thing in America where all this, the color doesn't change the taste.
I was going to ask if that was the case because I've heard that all Skittles taste identical. Yeah.
Not here. Every color tastes different.
Yeah, that's great. You know what? I don't feel bad they lost the war over there because they've taken their stuff and gone for it. And when I say the war, I mean the war of 1812.
So I hope that RFK has fixed that and we get good tasting Skittles back in America this summer.
All I know is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is now flying exclusively on Norse Airlines.
Yeah.
It's his favorite. He flies first. So okay.
We did with London, we did the next day. We did some stuff. I don't know.
Did people wake up in a sour mood because they had missed an evening in London?
No.
Okay, good.
Everyone was perfectly happy.
Good.
Kelly woke up while I was, I forgot. Yeah, I went and grabbed food. I grabbed a pizza as well.
Oh, good.
Because I knew
because
pizza
when
was
you're
simple
in London, get
was,
the pizza.
Well, no, it was simple. It was at the, it, I wasn't planning to get it.
Yeah, okay.
Then I came into the hotel and there was a sign that said 24/7 pizza.
Oh,
at the
like an
the
invitation.
Hotel.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, yeah, pizza sounds pretty good. And that might have been the gummy hit at that point.
Yeah, I think
as well.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got a pizza.
Sometimes the
up.
Gummy results in a trip to just the pantry when you look around and you say, hey, chocolate
yes.
chips, they look good.
And every now and then out to 7-Eleven.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm totally with you.
Yeah. So Kelly did wake up while I was eating pizza and watching baseball. So she did get to enjoy some of the pizza.
Now, were you pulling the baseball in on your computer or was it actually on broadcast TV?
I was watching on the iPad. I
okay,
didn't
that's
feel
what
like
I
going out.
Yeah.
We talked where some people invited me to go to a bar to watch the Oriole game. I didn't feel like going out that night. So
it would have so been like, it would have been just like Ted Lasso and that bar with the lady. You'd go there and but instead of soccer, it would be the
yes.
Orioles. That's yes. exactly what it would be like.
Yeah. And they invited me to come out Sunday's game, which was like 5 or 6 o'clock, and I couldn't do that one.
Oh, that's a drag.
And Saturday they weren't available because it's late night, and who wants to go out to watch an Oriole game at 9 o'clock at night that's going to be over at midnight?
Exactly. You're welcome, Al. Again, thank you to everyone who has joined us in the
chat
room. Yeah,
you better
today.
Be liking and sharing and all
Please
that
like
stuff.
And share and do all that stuff. Yeah. So, and that pretty much, so what was your next day in London like?
Woke up with the plan that, well, did breakfast at a little place attached to the hotel that was
Great.
Supposed to give like mm-hmm. an English buffet breakfast. It all sucked.
Okay. Did they have sausages?
Because, yeah.
They love sausages
are horrible.
Over there. Yeah.
Their bacon is hamish and lots of fat.
Hamish.
Their eggs. Who wants eggs with beans?
I don't but
want,
they put beans
I don't
with
want
everything
beans for breakfast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't they call it like a proper English breakfast and it looks like a pile
yes.
of vomit? Yeah.
And that's what I had. I had a proper English breakfast.
Great.
Not good.
Wow. Thank
See,
you, David Tope, for a $100 donation. David, you're the quill.
David wants more evening streams, I think.
Yeah, I think he does, too. And you know
I
what?
Think,
we can occasionally do these.
Yeah, I think 10 more of these, and we'll do it again next week.
All right. So let's take a break real quick, and
yeah.
then we'll do your last day. And also, because you took the Chunnel, which always that delights me. Because I think it's a very cool thing. So take a break, folks. And when we come back, more of Josh the European, or as I called you today, an international man of mystery, because only you were able to figure out what I was screwing up when I was posting the show. So thank you for being that. Yeah, you're great. You are a man of mystery. Stick around, folk. We'll be back after this. Oh, you're going to like this ad, Josh. Podcasters Warehouse. Everyone has a story. Josh has a story. Is yours being heard? The Podcasters Warehouse helps you turn your message into a top-notch professional podcast that connects with your audience, builds trust, and drives results. Just show up. They'll handle everything else. Studio gear, that's provided. Editing, they take care of it. Publishing and promotion, covered by someone who knows what they're doing. And whether you want a public podcast for customers or what's become very popular, an insider's podcast just for your team, it's better than getting a memo. They'll craft it for you your way with expert guidance, custom formats, and professional coaching tailored to your brand. You'll inspire loyalty, generate leads, and stand out in your industry. Build your podcast with the pros. Visit thepodcasterswarehouse.com to book your free intro call. One voice can change everything. Let it be yours. I added this. Ready? Get Srokified at the Podcasters Warehouse.
I don't think that'll catch on.
You don't think? But I think it's pretty good.
No. But I will say, I saw someone ask earlier if I was sticking to my budget. Let's just say I could really use a few more clients over at the Podcasters Warehouse.
Yeah, please do. Come in. Come in and have lots to say. You can talk into a microphone until Josh breaks even on his luggage. So we go back now. This is your second day in Great Britain, right?
Second day.
Okay.
Yep. So we head to Buckingham Palace.
Now that's where the king lives. Right.
That's just what I'm told. King never came out. I've requested, rang the doorbell.
Did you yell?
I did yell.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. How was the changing of the guards? That always seems like an overrated thing to me.
It is so overrated. You come out. For one, the marching, what nobody tells you is, for one, I don't know why I couldn't figure it out with Google, but none of the guys were wearing the big bearskin hats anymore.
What?
They
were not? That's
last
the whole
time
thing.
I was in London, they were wearing the bearskin hats. They weren't.
What are they wearing now? Like bucket hats that say King on them?
It was like small. I don't know. It was much smaller hats.
Maybe it's their summer uniform.
So the change in the guard starts with a marching band out in the streets.
That's fun. Everyone loves
the marching
band.
Comes in.
Yeah.
The marching band is playing pop tunes.
What?
They're not playing. Yeah, they're not playing.
Like I would think they would play like Rule Britannia, like I just played. You know, something big and with pomp.
Me too.
Yeah.
No, they were playing like Barry Manilow.
So they're not even playing great pop records or current pop records. What were they playing? Copacabana?
Oh, I'm blanking on the song they were playing.
Oh, I know them all. You know I can't smile without you. Not that one. Was it? Well, see, it wouldn't be Mandy because that's too downbeat.
It wasn't Mandy. That's too depressing. It was upbeat.
Was it the Bandstand Boogie, the theme to American Bandstand?
It was not.
Wow. Did you get video? Because we could always research it after the fact.
Yeah, we can research it. I did take some video, so we can research it later
on. You started the video before you knew the changing of the guard sucked?
Yes.
That's great.
And in fact, look at it coming to TikTok soon, where I'm going to voice over these things, talking about how much this thing sucks.
I can't wait.
So here's the deal. You get there early. Everyone gets there early because you want to get a good view up on the fence.
Exactly.
So
people love waiting in lines and getting there. You know who would never see it? Your brother. Your brother would never see this.
No. So I'm there an hour early.
Yes.
Something he would never do. We're right up on the fence.
Your whole family's there an hour early, right?
Yes.
Oh, great. Great.
Right. So we're all standing there. Then we finally start hearing the marching band, and you hear it way out. Like you're like, I think that's part of this.
Sure.
It's way out. No one tells you what's going on. Finally, the marching band marches in, playing their songs. They then go into the fence. I know someone's going to be mad at the way I describe this thing, but they go through the gates open.
Right.
The marching band goes in. They close the gates behind them.
Did anyone try to sneak in where the gates were open? No one tried to sneak in?
No one did. No.
Okay, good.
Marching band plays a little bit. Then in the military, then a guard comes out from behind the building.
Uh-huh.
And then he... Or actually, I think it was a guard that walked all the way from the marching band down, and then he went around the building, and then he comes back out from behind the building. But now there's like a dozen more army guys behind him. And they march out, and then they do like some spins and twirls right. and marching things. And then they march, and then they face each other.
Okay.
And then the marching band plays, and then they do something yelling
yeah.
things. And then the marching band plays again.
Yeah.
And then the marching band plays and marches out of the entrance. So they open up the gates again. The marching band marches out, and this time the military guys follow them.
So this is this is all a huge spectacle so they can
yeah.
bring out the old and bring in the new when they really could yeah. just have a guy show up and do it.
Well, the secret is they swap guards every 2 hours.
That's not a secret.
But they do this every morning without with whatever. So,
yeah,
anyway,
so they only do the ceremony once a day.
But here's the deal. The marching band and the army people start marching down the street.
Okay.
They march so far that you cannot see them. You cannot hear them.
Where do they
you
go?
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, where do they go? Do we know?
To the very end of the road. I okay. don't know what's at the end of the road, but I know they mark all the way to the end of the road. And then nobody knows what's going on. But what you do know is the gate, because the marching band and the army people left, the gate is wide open. Now.
So now what?
Now, well, here's the thing. Whenever the gate is wide open, the people are corralled in with these fencing posts so you can't move.
Okay. All
so
right.
so you are trapped in there. Again, they don't
so
tell
what
you
are they,
anything.
Like the stanchions with the big red velvet ropes? Is that how they keep you back?
I
or
wish.
How do they do it?
No, whoa. No, it's the big silver fencing like that police use.
I love that you just right. said, I wish. Like it would have been better
yeah.
if you had
it
had stanchions.
Because here's the deal. They put this in. So they block like your entrance in, so you're all trapped in there. There's not a single word that says what's going on. Everybody thinks the ceremony's over.
Right,
because they
I would.
So far, we don't yeah. see, we don't hear them, which means everyone's shoving to one side to get out. And I'm standing there yelling, there's no exit, you're blocked in. And then they go around, turn around. I have bruises from people just slamming their backpacks into me.
Oh my
trying
God.
To get... trying to get to the exit that doesn't exist.
Well, it's great. At least you didn't get any like cuts, because then you could go back to the hotel and have the changing of the bandages.
Rob, it was 25 minutes until the marching band came back.
That's dumb. I never knew I've heard of the changing of the guard, but I never knew what happened.
I never knew what happened either. So anyway, the marching band comes back, and then they go in, they drop off the military people that just followed them all the way down the road, and then they march back off, and then they close the gate, but they still don't let you out of the corral until the marching band is far off in the distance and the military people march back behind the building. As far as the guards, I didn't see the guards actually switch. I think
that's
the
trick. They don't
time.
Want you to see. That's that yeah. British craziness.
So,
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Producers, but they do. I'll just keep this ultra simple. They try to pull an amazing crime that goes wrong, and there's no way out of it. And at the point of that, Gene Wilder just keeps saying, no way out, no way out. And that's what I say when I get in a crowd like that, because I want people to know, no way out, no way out.
Yeah,
you're all
that's
stuck.
What I was doing.
Yeah.
I was saying, there's no exit. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, it's locked in. Look, the gate's open. We can't go anywhere.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do I mean? You're seeing the same thing I am.
Yeah. And then you got the people that don't speak English. So yes. they're just, I tell them no exit and they still try to push their backpack
sure.
through me.
Sure. Well, you're probably holding a secret of some sort.
I am looking at the cop standing on the corner, holding the fence. Like, it'd be nice if you said something. You could just announce what's going on.
Is this a Bobby with the hat and everything?
Oh yeah, he's got the Bobby hat. Yeah.
That's fantastic. You gotta
yes.
I mean, you gotta kinda like that. That's pretty good.
I do. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I
yeah.
just want someone to say something because
yeah, all you want
nobody
is information.
Knows what's going on. Exactly.
And to Tripp, yes, I get Don McLean jokes. You made me laugh. Thank you, Tripp. He says the marching band refused to yield. So I guess the whole troop left that changing of the guards feeling rather dissatisfied.
We all left saying, well, this thing's overrated. But now we can say we've seen it.
Yeah, well, I think that's great. You are doing a public service to all the people that are within the sound of our voice.
If you care about the change in the guard, check it out on YouTube.
It's all
then
there.
Then decide if you want to go.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Josh will put something up on his TikTok page where you can see the changing of the guard in a minute 10. I'd love that. This is over. You've spent a long time to be disappointed. So I imagine you're not happy. Yeah. So then what? Then what happens?
Oh, no. See, this is where everything starts to blend together. Oh, no. We went to tea.
Oh, that's right. You had a tea.
Why not have tea?
Right.
I had tea.
And that was?
That might have been one of the highlights of the trip. It was great.
Did they have sandwiches and
they bring out little sandwiches, and then when you eat all those, they bring out more little sandwiches.
Hey, great.
And then they bring this multi-tier thing of desserts, and they place that, and it's all mini desserts, so you can
love
try it.
It
all.
How and was the tea time, itself? I like tea, so was it did it taste like
time,
a did it taste like an American, like a Lipton tea, or what was it like?
You have they have a sheet where you can pick whatever type of tea you want.
Wow.
I am very simple. I like myself Earl Grey tea.
Very nice. Yeah, I like
and
that.
And I'm going with, I don't need any of this with gunpowder or stuff in it and everything.
Right,
I don't want fruits in my tea.
Right.
So I order an Earl Grey. They bring me my own pot of Earl Grey, and they give you a little strainer that you lay on your,
top of your cup,
your mug, and then you pour it in there.
The tea is actually brewed in the pot, but it's going to have loose tea leaves, so you have to strain it.
Okay, I believe
great.
So.
Okay, cool.
So you strain it, and it is the best tea I've ever had.
That is so awesome.
And I asked Kelly, I said, how can this tea be so much better than tea back home? And she's like, well, have you ever had tea with loose bags? And I said, or with loose leaves? I said, I don't think so.
Right.
Or do you strain your tea? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, so that might, I might be making, a purchase.
Oh, that would be so cool. You know what? I'd love to start every episode of the Mike O'Mara Show with a spot of tea. Yes. We'd need another camera and a microphone just on your teacup though, so we can hear it. So can I skip ahead to the Channel? Because I know you traveled from England to France via the Channel, which is the English Channel tunnel. Right.
Now, the last thing in London I will say is that evening, long evening, everyone's tired. We still needed dinner.
Right.
So I did walk around because my favorite thing to do in these towns is just wander.
Yeah.
By
myself.
Best way
to see it, yeah.
And I did that the night before by myself. This time I did it, and I wandered out to get McDonald's for the family.
Now, although it sounds like a rude move, there's something that your wife was eager to try.
Well, yeah, my wife is a vegetarian. She's pretty vegan.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a whole line in London of McPlants. And it's like burgers and nuggets and fry and all this plant stuff.
McPlant.
So she was excited for that. McPlant is what they call it.
That's great.
And so she was excited for this. And I was hopeful that the fries were like they used to be in America.
With the beef tallow.
Yeah, with the beef tallow. And, you know, it's McDonald's. What kid's not excited for McDonald's?
Exactly. Yeah.
So there I bought they got all that stuff. And the McPlant stuff, she said it was all good. They all liked it. I purchased for myself. I said, well, I need to buy stuff that's not on the American menu.
Right, right.
So I got a chili double cheeseburger.
So it's a McDonald's double cheeseburger with chili on it.
Yeah.
And so they've made it also look like a pile of vomit, like your breakfast.
No, it ended up being just like a chili sauce or something.
Oh, okay.
It was bad. But that's not the only burger I got, because there were multiple things on the menu.
Of course, yeah.
And
you ordered a sampler menu.
I also got the steakhouse burger. Because
now,
what
I think
says
we've
McDonald's
had them here.
Like steak.
I think we had that here for a limited time. But it's great that
I
you were able
know.
To get it over there, yeah.
And that's where I probably ate some horse meat.
Okay, I understand.
Steakhouse burger. It was not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And the meat, it was not McDonald's normal meat. It was definitely a different meat. But it was not like any steak I've had before.
I was told before I went to Europe, and I know I ate horse, but look for the shape of any steak and the grain, and if it slices like meat you're accustomed to. And if not, it's probably Mr. Ed.
Yeah, well, this was stupid McDonald Patties press. Oh, okay. So it was probably a horse.
Okay, what did Owen get?
That cheeseburger, two cheeseburgers and fries.
I love kids. That's great.
Nothing, you know, same thing he gets at home. I said, what do you want? The usual. So, and the fries sucked. They weren't good.
Oh, okay. Do they have numbered meals over there? Like, could you go in and ask for a number two, or is that simply an American thing?
I don't know, because McDonald's is even starting to phase those numbers out because it's all digital based.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't.
So
like
I
it.
Didn't talk to anyone. I went to a screen. Mm-hmm. I did buy a Big Mac meal for a homeless lady who came in asking for.
Oh,
money.
That's very sweet.
So I said, "Yeah, I'll buy you a meal."
Yeah, you should have gotten her some McPlant.
Well, she said, "Well, what do you want?" What would you like? And she said, "Whatever, buy me something cheap. You can pick it out." So I just hit the number one.
That's very sweet.
And then I was
you,
like,
Josh.
"Do you want a drink?" And she's like, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, great." I said, "What would you like to drink?" And I've got all the sodas on the screen.
Right.
She goes, "Well, do they have milkshakes?" So next thing I know, it's a $12 meal.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing to do for people. She's thinking fondly of you right now. But, you know, if you wanted her to be healthy, you really got to get her a McPlant.
But yes. Yeah, exactly. But yes.
I don't know why I love that phrase so much.
The McPlant. Oh, I'll tell you, they had McPlant nuggets. And when you bite the nugget in half, you know what you see inside?
What?
Real vegetables. You could see the carrots and the peas.
Seriously. So it's like stuffed.
Huh. Yeah, it was interesting.
I would like that with real meat. I think that might be good. It's like the world's smallest shepherd's pie.
Yeah, I think with some ranch dressing, it wouldn't be bad.
Don't do ranch. Then they'll definitely kick you out of the city. All right, we've got another show you and I to do next Wednesday. So let's go ahead and wind this up with what it was riding the Chunnel, which I've not done. And it looks pretty amazing. And for people that don't know, it is a tunnel that connects France and England, and it's not a short stretch of pipe. I mean, it's a long ride. So how did it go?
The channel is very impressive because most of it is on land. Most of it, you're in Europe or you're going across France.
Right.
But there is a big chunk that I was staring at on the map where you are underwater.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy.
And it's like, for me and you, like growing up in the Northeast, we go through tunnels.
Yeah.
Like, I went through the Harbor Tunnel, I felt like, every day for some part of my life.
The Harbor Tunnel is such a great tunnel. And I remember my father explaining, he says, we're underwater. And I just got to really dig the whole notion of it.
Yeah, and I remember as a kid, like, going through there after a rainstorm, and there's just all this water, and being thing leaking?
Yeah, exactly.
So, what's weird is that my wife and everyone's from the South, so they don't know tunnels.
Right.
So for them, they're freaking out. Wait, we're going underwater? We're going in a tunnel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? And then it's like explaining to them, well, no, you can't see the fish. Basically, you're underground, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You're underground. There's just water on top.
That's so cool, though.
But it is cool because the thing goes like 200 miles per hour.
Yeah. How is the quality of the train? Is it a beautiful train? Does it feel old? Because, you know, if you travel on the East Coast, you have the Metroliner and you have the Accela, and the Accela is very new looking in comparison, I should say.
It felt a little old.
Okay.
Not like metro station old.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it can only be so old and still go 190 miles an hour.
Like an older plane.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And the shuffling on and off of people, not as bad as a plane. You carry your own luggage, which is actually nice. Who likes? No one likes to check luggage.
No.
So you carry it your own. We got to see it, two people facing each other with the table in the middle.
Oh, that's the best seat. The best seat on the train. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was only 2.5 hours. It was so much better than a flight. If they could take me a train from Florida to D.C. that went that fast with nonstop, I would come see you every weekend.
And then I would also want one from D.C. to Paris so we can go to Paris together.
That is quite the tunnel.
That would be.
Why not?
But you know what? They can use technology. Thank you, Matt Bonner, for another drop in the tip jar. This has been so cool to have all these people at the drop of a hat joining us. So thank you all. Josh, let's pause here because we can recover next week and talk about Harris.
Yes.
And more for your upcoming trips. And also, do look into Mount Etna because I really don't want your Italian trip to be ruined.
I head to Italy in the morning. So I will definitely, after this broadcast, I will be looking up Mount Etna.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, I don't know how to spell it. It's not Etna. I know that. That's an old lady's name. But
I'm sure if I just search Italy volcano, it's going to come
up. It's probably going to pop up. Absolutely. Josh, I want to say thank you so much for taking time. Oh, you know what I did? I did something stupid. Hold on.
You are playing it out of your iPad.
I did not connect it a la Bluetooth.
You need to give me what I call a Mike O'Mara, and it is playing in the living room.
Just stop it one second. Everything was going so well.
It was going
almost
great.
Perfect. Almost perfect. Hold on. I just need to connect it via Bluetooth. This is something I should have done. My apologies to you and the entire European Union.
I think one more super chat would fix that.
I do too. It would have to buy a new iPad so I could use a wire. Josh, thank you for taking a hunk of your vacation and spending it here. This is so much fun. I'm jealous.
Sorry for the AirPod sound quality.
That's all right. I think it's fine. I just think it's those are the real deal. Those aren't Timu.
No, these are real.
Yeah, no expense was spared. Josh, safe travels. And I know we'll text back and forth and stuff, but have a great time over there. It's a once in a lifetime trip. And I hope you get better than the changing of the guard for the remaining 2/3 of it.
I will check in with you on Thursday as well.
I love it. All right, folks. Thank you to the 24 people or so that showed up tonight. This has been a lot of fun, and we will talk to you soon. Josh, I will see you later.
Bonjour. Or I guess it would be merci.
No, it would be au revoir.
Whatever. I'm working on two words. I'm leaving Paris in the morning. See ya.
You're doing great. Bye. Bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm over here now.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.